Hi, nice to see you again. So today I'd like to start with an old story. And I mean old, it was probably 40 years ago. I was about 20 years old and I was working for a contractor. I was replacing the drain tiles around this beautiful house right on the water in West Vancouver. Beautiful suburb, but right on the ocean, killer view, nice breeze. I was happy to be there. I was going as slow as I could that day. And there was this old guy. He was a really nice old guy. He seemed ancient to me, but he was probably in his late 70s, early 80s. And I had overheard a conversation between him and his youngest son, who he brought in and congratulated the day before. And I couldn't help but hear it because I was right under the window. And he was putting him in charge of the company over his older brother, because the son had asked the father, you know, well, what about him? he's expecting this himself. And then I really didn't hear much more, but I could tell from his tone, and he had walked past me when when I was having a smoke up at the front. And he actually stopped and asked me how I was doing, and I thought that was kind of weird, you know, that he had been that nice when he was a rich kid, you know, pretty grounded, but boring, like just a steady Eddie kind of guy, right? Nobody wore lapel pins, but he had the company one on, and he dressed up to meet with his father, right? Yeah, so anyway, the next day, I'm under the same window, and the older son comes in. And I didn't hear the first part of the conversation, but obviously the news was broken because he had a fucking fit. It spilled over into the living room, so I heard every word after that. And he said, you know, he's a boring little fuck-up. He can't improvise worth a shit. He's not an original thinker. You know, he's reliable. I'll give him that. But why would you pick him over me? And the father, you know, he wasn't having any of it. Monotone. He said, hey, I can't give you any credit for being such a great improviser, because you create the need. As for the other things, I expect you to provide those things in the service of your brother. I've made my decision. And then he lost it some more, but eventually he accepted it, like the old man knew he would. And that one thing, you know, I can't give you credit for being such a great improviser because you create the need. That's rare for a narcissistic personality disorder person, which I'm sure this guy suffered from. I'm sure he could sell the pants off of anybody, but only if he wanted something from them, you know? The other brother was not like that, which is why the old man chose him. In spite of the fact that he didn't have the same armament, steady and reliable is what the job required, I guess. I don't really know what business they were in. I didn't really care. But that is a rare thing. I didn't realize it at the time, but I do now. It's a rare thing that somebody who's a narcissist can improvise. Because I haven't met any that could sense. I haven't seen any that could sense. Narcissists all have one thing in common. They're anchored by their enablers. Sometimes just one. Most often just one. And I'm not going to go on because I'm not a psychologist. But I do know that all of the globalists' pawns are narcissists. So that would be a lot of the world leaders, including the one that just started up in the UK. I wish I could remember his name, but there have been so many lately, you know? Like, what is it, three of them in a row? Like, what's going on? Well, World Economic Forum narcissist is in there now. That's the one they wanted in there, and that's why they've had, that's why it's been so unsettled. I don't know what went on with Boris. I don't really care. He's probably going to come back into the picture again. But these people that can only work with scripts, if they don't have cheat sheets, they don't know what to say. And, you know, the humiliation ritual that that Trudeau was put through, that was intentional. They tried to clean that up a little bit on Canadian media, but everybody's seen it. These narcissistic idiots all have another thing in common, and that is that they don't give a shit about anybody, of course. They don't care about the people in their countries. They're not there to take responsibility for what goes on between their borders. They don't give a shit about providing comfort, safety, and support, and the necessary reassurance that a good leader should provide. You know? None of it. They don't care. The whole country can be on fire, and they'll still be working on the project of removing you from your property and selling climate change and trying to find a way to resurrect the pharma dodo. You know? It's gone. 90% of Americans won't even consider another shot, apparently. I can't confirm that. I don't have a link in the show notes for it, but that's what I've heard. And not surprised at all. Yeah, taking dangerous pharma for a cold? Everybody knows it's dangerous now. There's too many coincidences. So it's falling apart. So these people that are also narcissists, but the main difference with them, with the globalists, with the people that are holding court now, that we're holding court in the G7, the G20 meeting, and the ones that are holding court now at the climate change meeting where they plan genocides, they're issuing orders like they always do, but this time they're also asking for input from people that can't even operate independently. You know, if they're not told what to say, they can't put anything together on their own without screwing something up. You know, I don't know if the humiliation ritual with Trudeau was to bring him in line or signal that he's going out the door, because there's two World Economic Forum pawns in the side, in the wings. You know, the Conservative Party one, Pierre Poilievre, who pulled down his World Economic Forum ties, his page on the World Economic Forum, and Jagmeet Singh, who is also, like Trudeau and Poilievre, a graduate from the World Economic Forum Young Global Leaders Program. Maybe Pierre didn't finish it, but he probably doesn't need to. He's a hell of a lot smarter than Trudeau and Singh put together. But he wants to be Prime Minister, right? He doesn't care about anything else. And the people that are the narcissists that are in the globalists, you know, in the extra two or three decades they've spent on this earth, they finally figured out the method to put people that suffer from the same disease as them together. So they know how to become the enablers, the source, you know, the source of the praise, of the story that's required to convince a narcissist that they were destined for success. That's music to their ears. Nothing else in the world matters to them. But these people, for once, they don't have a bunch of little duo tanks to hand out with all of the notes that they need for their part in the play going forward, because they're not really sure exactly how it's going to turn out now. They're trying to improvise, which is why I started with that story. They cannot improvise. They cannot. That one guy was the only one I've ever heard of, you know? And maybe I misread him, you know? Maybe he wasn't a narcissist. He obviously had expectations that he'd be getting something that, you know, any young rich kid would dream about, even if they weren't a narcissist. But these people, they can't do that. They can't shift gears. They can't change directions. They can't bob and weave. They can't dance. No chance. None. And now the public at large is really starting to wake up to what's going on. And the very thing that the globalists rely on the most, which is uniformity, you know, this dogmatic propaganda that they throw at everybody. You can change the subject, but you can't change the nature of the procedure. Everyone's already familiar with it, and they'll recognize in a heartbeat that it's just a rebranded version of what they did before, and everybody's been fooled twice. You know, they're not gonna go for the third shame on me thing. They're not going to. And it's coming apart at the seams. But unfortunately, you know, best case scenario, these people quit tomorrow. We're still going to be dealing with the carnage of all the people that they've crippled, all the people that they've killed. You know, the effects of all of the things that they've done worldwide that have financially destroyed most of the people. And I don't think they're going to turn around. These money magic families, King Charles, it's hard for me to even say that. Clown boy Prince Charlie, that's the image I still have stuck in my mind, you know? He's a joke. And all of the nobles and all of the royal families are. And this money magic that they're using to torture everybody with, it's imaginary. It's not real. These people are fighting to not lose everything. What is everything? Everything is nothing. Because their money never had any value. The only reason it had any value was because of our miraculous ability to recognize it. This delusional ability to recognize it. People are going to start to question that pretty soon. That's going to be the next big thing. But they can't take all of the energy and the draconian bullshit that they played out with COVID and then hang it on climate change. It's not going to work. So they're scrambling, you know, and it's pitiful to watch a bunch of people who don't have an original thought that decide everything by groupthink. Yeah, groupthink with a bunch of fucking narcissists. Yeah, that's a recipe for success. Anyway, I think I've gone on long enough today. I haven't put out very good videos the last couple because I didn't really have enough time. That's my excuse and I'm sticking with it. But as usual, everybody saved me in the comments section by being supportive of one another and you know, making the video relevant by extension. I appreciate the efforts that people put into the creative way this network has kind of developed in that comment section. I don't call it my comment section. I call it that comment section, but it is actually your comment section. And thank you to all of you who participate. Some of you are regular, some of you just drop in, but everything is useful and meaningful. And the kind of vibe that's developed in there is going to be the self-same kind of vibe that's going to exist in the world beyond globalism. It's a nice start. It's at least a reflection of something that's inevitable now. Just not everybody can see it yet. So thank you. Please have a nice day.